I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said today that Americans should get ready for a rise in short-term interest rates. These remarks came in a satellite speech to a monetary conference in London. It's not the first time Mr. Greenspan has suggested that interest rates could go up and soon. Tess Vigeland is here from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles. Tess, the reaction to the speech.
Well, not much surprise, because as you mentioned, this is kind of part of a steady drumbeat that's been coming out of the Fed for several weeks now. In fact, I was talking today with Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss, and here's the context he used to describe Alan Greenspan's speech today.
He's been doing everything but kicking people in the shins to tell them that interest rates are going up.
So, in fact, in today's speech, the Fed chairman even said basically that, you know, the markets have been anticipating that we'd be doing this, so nobody should be surprised. Of course, the question now is how fast these rates are going to rise. And we says there is some worry that they'll go up more quickly than first thought.
We had thought that they'd be able to do it gradually over a two-year period, and now it's starting to look, well, maybe 18 months. The economy's looking stronger, inflation is looking a little bit worse, and all of that says they've got to move faster.
And, of course, that inflation number is really the one that they're watching now.
Tess, is the oil price involved in all this in some way? Because that's sure been a big factor the last few months.
Yeah, absolutely. He did mention that. In fact, let me read this for you. In Greenspan's speak, he said, the persistence of the rise in energy prices is a worrisome element in the cost picture. Now, when we talk about inflation, we usually hear two numbers, the overall rate and then what's called the core rate, which takes out the cost of food and energy because they're so volatile from month to month. But, you know, energy costs trickle through everything we buy. The wax paper, the grocery got there probably by truck, which paid a high price for diesel, and that gets passed along. So the high oil prices do leak into other costs, and Greenspan says that's something to watch.
Well, when are we going to know for sure exactly when these rates are going to go up and how far are they going to go?
Well, we'll know for sure after the Fed's next meeting, and that starts on the 29th of this month, and they usually issue a statement on the second day of that meeting, so we should know on the 30th. The odds right now are on a rate hike of a quarter point. Right now, of course, the key short-term interest rate is at 1%. That's where it's been for a year, and it's a 46-year low. But as the Fed has indicated, and Greenspan said again today, they're really expecting these increases to be gradual, but they're also closely watching for signs of inflation, which could lead to faster increases as we move through the year. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at U.S. trade with Cuba. Tense political relations apparently aren't doing much to curb that trade.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. Thank you, Tess. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.